What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Now, we had that call a couple of days ago about these signs out at Machin's Beach, seemingly quite innocuous. I won't go through all the details, but fundamentally, people have got concerned about future development of the Barron Delta, as they call it out there, quite legitimately. You would think putting a sign up on a fence would not be the end of the earth. More development on Barron Delta is the one I'm looking at here. More flooding. So why are we having this discussion? Because people are saying the council has demanded they be removed immediately. Really? Really? Seemingly innocuous. Anyway, I'm about to find out a bit more about this. I've got Derek Thompson on the line. We've had Derek on the line before with that fascinating story about how they got through out there with the hall at Machin's Beach. Fascinating story. That was Derek, you would have heard that day. Machin's Beach local resident and talking about, I think, this particular matter I just referred to. Derek, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm well. These signs, they seemingly have been found to be offensive by the local council, the Cairns Council. Give us the background to this.
Well, John, as you and all your listeners are aware, that they had the big flood on 17 December, and over 1,000, we believe about 1,000 houses on the Delta were had water inside them. And that means about 10,000 residents were affected. And so many of these residents, probably about at least 250, have had to move out of their houses and while they wait for repairs. And so there's an ongoing anxiety at Machin's Beach and Yorkies and Holloways, et cetera, that there may be, well, there will be another flood, but we are looking at ways for council and state government to reduce any level of flooding, and this means reviewing the development which has taken place on the Barron Delta, particularly in the last 20 years.
Yes. I want you to expand on that, if you don't mind, because people are going to say, oh, so why would more houses or more development, generally speaking, make it worse? Can you just expand on your thoughts on this?
Well, when you the Barron River floodplain is just that, it's the floodplain. So when the Barron floods, the water previous used to spread over the floodplain.
Yes.
And what's been happening is that various people, including state government, I've got to say, with the new road, the new bypass road, dumped a lot of fill in what was the floodplain. Mm. But a lot of housing and industrial sheds have been built on fill. Private individuals, many private individuals have dumped fill in the Barron River floodplain and have built houses and other infrastructure. Mm. And so the council line is, and council has put this in an email, council line is that any single cubic metre of fill that goes into the Barron River floodplain will have only an infinitesimal effect on the displacement of water and the flow of water. But, you know, logically, because this has been going on now for such a long time, is that eventually all those infinitesimal cubic metres of fill are going to have a cumulative effect on water displacement and water flow.
Yes.
And so the feeling is that there's already been too much development on what is a floodplain. That's why it's called a floodplain.
Okay.
And that if it continues, then water level, we will be having more floods in the future, unfortunately. It may take 5 years or 50 years, but there's a feeling that more development and filling of the Barron River floodplain will worsen the flooding situation.
Well, by slowing the movement to the sea, I presume, is what you're saying, is it?
Well, that's one of the possible fallouts. And so what we have asked, the combined residents have asked the council and state government to work together to have an independent and transparent assessment of what factors were in place and possibly led up to this massive flood we just had. And there was a report written in 1981 which clearly explained the likely hydrodynamics that would take place on the Barron River floodplain. cost $600,000 at that time.
Yeah.
And none of the recommendations were followed.
Yeah.
Acted on. And so we need to have a revisitation of that. So the problem is, John, that residents here at Machin's Beach have already been traumatised by this flooding. And then some of them put these signs up on their fences and received these very threatening emails for people who've had that anxiety of the flood, which we're all impacted by it. And so it's a signal to council and to state government that we want to have that independent, transparent report.
Now, does it come from the mayor or does it come from a local councillor? Where does the message, the notification saying take them down off the fence, where does it come from?
Look, John, I don't know. You'd have to ask that to council.
Okay.
The council has a whole plethora of bylaws, and this particular one, it says this is an advertising device. Now, this particular wording, it is not advertising anything except we are trying to preserve our community, our housing and our communities all over the Barron River Delta. It's not advertising. We're not suggesting to vote for anyone. It's not just selling anything. It's an expression of our extreme concern about the flooding on the Barron River floodplain.
Did you go to the meeting a couple of nights ago? Machin's
Yes, I was there.
Well,
John,
was the mayor there?
Yes, the mayor and Councillor Cogman were there, and I believe the CEO was there as well.
Well, was this brought up at the meeting?
It was brought up at the end of the meeting, but there wasn't time to discuss it. And
was it acknowledged by the two councillors and by the mayor that this message had gone out? Fundamentally demand to have these things removed? Was there a comment at all from members of the existing council?
Well, Mayor James and Councillor Corgan said they knew nothing about the directive issued by council.
Really?
I can't. That's all they said. And I guess they went and investigated on Tuesday. You'd have to ask them.
Wow.
I don't know.
This is bizarre. There seems to be two power brokers in this town. You've got the elected members, and then you've got the staff. This is to me bizarre. I would have thought something as confrontational as it would seem for residents out there, something as vital as this, there would have been some sort of discussion at the council level. I suppose it's all in abeyance at the moment, isn't it? But still, I mean, this is tough stuff.
Looking at it from a balanced point of view, John, I mean, I can understand that council wants to reduce visual litter, but this is survival stuff.
Yeah.
This is, if this filling of the Barron River floodplain continues, our houses in the years to come, at a lot of housing, I should say, at Machin's, Holloway's, Yorkies, Caravonica, and to a lesser degree, Caravonica and Camaranga, are going to be just flooded out continually. And so this is an existential message.
Yeah.
And the council, it's very insensitive of council to threaten these residents. Two of them were threatened, felt that threatened, that the signs were taken down off their fences.
Yeah.
And then other people have now stood up and said, well, we believe in freedom of speech and we want our community to survive, and they've requested additional signage to put on their front fences.
Yeah.
So there's going to be some issues. Maybe we'll get locked up for it. I'm not sure.
Well, does it meet the requirements to be referred to as an advertising device by the council? Some people say that's a bit over the top when you're talking about these people's future, not just for the next year or two, but for generations. Look, I can see why you're really put out about this one, but where you go now, because the council itself is in abeyance. So this is going to have to be something that's going to have to be brought to the attention of the next council, which is only a matter of, fundamentally a few days away. Yeah, exactly. But
anyway,
obviously, Derek, you sound like you're determined to go ahead with this. Good on you.
Well, all I can say is to your listeners, John, is that they shouldn't should think very carefully who they vote for on Saturday.
Yeah. Very well thought out, Derek. And this is something that's going to obviously have a life beyond Saturday. And thank you for alerting us to it today.
All right, cheers. Thank you, John.
You can see why they're cranky. These are people saying, what awaits us now? I mean, this might happen again next season or two, so 5 seasons away, 10 seasons away. So you can see why they need this inquiry. What was it? It was hundreds of thousands of dollars, but back then, admittedly, it's going to be more now to have that study done on just what sort of impact more expansion, more construction in that plain is going to have on future floods. It's a very good point they're making out there. That's the community in this particular case at Machin's Beach, and the spokesman there, resident Derek Thompson.